ఫ్రెండ్స్, వరల్డ్ క్లాస్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ చాప్టర్ నెంబర్ 11 అండ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ సేవన్ క్యూసీ టూల్స్, సేవన్ క్వాలిటీ కంట్రోల్ టూల్స్. ద సేవన్ క్యూసీ టూల్స్ ఆర్ సింపుల్ స్టాటిస్టికల్ టూల్స్ యూజ్డ్ ఫార్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ సాల్వింగ్. దీస్ టూల్స్ వేర్ ఐదర్ డెవలప్డ్ ఇన్ జపాన్ ఆర్ ఇంట్రొడ్యూస్డ్ టు జపాన్ బై ద quality gurus such as Dr. Deming, Juran. In terms of importance, these are the most useful tools. Kaoru Ishikawa has stated that these seven tools can be used to solve 95% of all problems. All problems. So we will be discussing now one by one quality control tools, that is QC tools. Seven QC tools. Now, which are these seven QC tools? The first is Pareto diagram. Very, very important Pareto diagram. Second is cause and effect diagram. Cause and effect diagram, also known as the fishbone or Ishikawa diagram. Third is histogram. Which are these seven QC tools? Pareto diagram. Cause and effect diagram, also known as the fishbone or Ishikawa diagram, then histogram, control charts, scatter diagrams, graphs, and seventh is check sheets and stratification. They are called basic tools as they are suitable for people with little formal training in statistics. And because they can be used to solve the vast majority of quality related issues, they are called as very basic tools. Pareto diagram. It is a tool that arranges items in the order of magnitude of their contribution, thereby identifying a few items exerting maximum influence. This tool is used in SPC and quality improvement for prioritizing the projects for improvement, identifying products on which most complaints are received, identifying the nature of complaints occurring most often, identifying most frequent causes for rejections or for similar other purposes. An Italian economist, Wilfredo Pareto, observed that a large portion of wealth was in the hands of a few people. He observed that such distribution pattern was common in most fields. Pareto principle, also known as 80-20 rule, is used in the field of materials management for ABC analysis. Dr. Juran suggested the use of this principle to quality control for separating the vital few problems from the trivial many. There are few problems which are having the maximum magnitude. Trivial many means small, 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 which are so many, but the value is very less. Now called the useful many. This is the Pareto diagram. This separates the vital few from trivial many. Look at the first three columns. The first three columns are very big, magnitude is there, whereas other are very small. And then that's why the graph is also not rising so much and it is becoming horizontal. When it is used and what result will be obtained? Usage of Pareto diagram. Used to identify a problem. Used to identify the cause of a problem. Used to review the effects of an action to be taken. Used to prioritize actions. Used during phases to monitor the situations, analyze causes, and review effectiveness of an action. Result, it allows clarification of important tasks, allows identification of these tasks. Starting point allows projection of the effects of a measure to be taken. when it is used, and what result will be obtained. Usage, used to identify a problem, used to identify the cause of a problem, used to review the effects of an action to be taken, used to prioritize actions, used during phases to monitor the situations, analyze causes, and review effectiveness of an action. And what is the result of this Pareto diagram? Allows clarification of important tasks, allows identification of a starting point, which task to start with, allows projection of the effects of a measure to be taken. Pareto diagram procedure. The steps in the preparation of a Pareto diagram are: 1. From the data, calculate the contribution of each individual attempt. 2. Arrange the attempts in descending order of their individual contribution. If there are too many attempts contributing to a small percentage of contribution, group them as others. 3. Tabulate the attempts, their contributions in absolute number, as well as in percent of total and cumulative contribution of the attempts. Draw X and Y axis. Various attempts are represented on the X axis. Unlike the other graphs, Pareto diagrams have two Y axes, one on the left representing numbers and one on the right representing the percentage contributions of numbers. The scales for X axis is selected in a manner that all the attempts, including others, are accommodated between the two Y axes. The scales for the Y axis are so selected that total number of attempts on left and 100% on right occupy the same height. Then draw bars representing the contributions of each attempt. Plot points for cumulative contributions at the end of each attempt. A simple way to do this is to draw the bars for the second and each subsequent attempt at their normal place on the x-axis, as well as at a level where the previous bar ends. This bar at the higher level is drawn in dotted lines. Connect the points. If additional bars, as suggested in the step 6, are drawn, this becomes simple. All one needs to do is connect the diagonals of the bars to the origin. The chart is now ready for interpretation. The slope of the chart suddenly changes at some point. This point separates the vital few from the useful many, like the A, B, C class attempts in materials management. Then, next is cause and effect diagram, which we also call it as Ishikawa diagram. A cause and effect diagram is a tool that shows systematic relationship between a result or a symptom or an effect and its possible causes. It is an effective tool to systematically generate ideas about causes for problems and to present these in structured form. This tool was devised by Dr. Kaworu Ishikawa and, as mentioned earlier, is also known as Ishikawa diagram. A graphic tool that helps identify, sort, and display possible causes of a problem or quality characteristics. When it is used and what result will be obtained? A cause and effect diagram is mainly used to study the cause of a certain matter. It is also effective in assessing measures developed and can be applied to other fields according to the needs. Look at this small cause and effect diagram, or Ishikawa diagram. When it is used? Use when clarifying a cause and effects relationship. Use during a phase to analyze causes. Use to develop countermeasures. Use during a phase to plan countermeasures. Results: it can obtain a clear overall picture of the causal relation. A change in the cause triggers a variation in the result. It can clarify the cause and effect relationship. Can list up all causes to identify important causes. Can determine the direction of action, that is countermeasures. That means we can have the causes like man, machine, method, material, and environment. Then we can ask if the problem is due to mistake done by a man, or is the effect due to some problem in machine, is the effect due to some problem in materials, is the effect due to some problem in the method, is the effect due to some problem in the environment. We can then do the brainstorming and find out the effect is due to which cause? Man, machine, method, materials, or environment. Another name for the tool is fishbone diagram due to the shape of the completed structure. If we continue the analogy, we can term various parts of the diagram as spine of the backbone, large bones, middle bones, and small bones as seen in the structure of cause and effect diagram. The symptom, result, effect for which one wants to find causes is put in the box on the right. The boxes at the end of the large bones are main groups where ideas are classified. So this is the cause and effect diagram where I was mentioning man, machine, material, method, and one more thing is environment, and that is the fifth cause. It is also called as milieu. So priority causes, primary causes are man, machine, material, method, and environment due to which effect can occur. And then under man, you can write cause, subclause, cause, subclause by as a result of brainstorming. In a typical manufacturing problem, the groups consist of 5 M's: main, machines, materials, method, and measurement. Environment also is there. In some cases, environment is also one of the main groups. Important subgroups in each of these main groups are represented on the middle bones, and these branch off further into subsidiary causes represented as small bones. The arrows indicate the direction of the path from the cause to the effect. Cause and effect diagram is a tool that provides best results if used by a group or a team. Each individual may have a few ideas for the causes, and his thinking is restricted to those theories. More heads are needed to make a comprehensive list of the causes. Brainstorming technique is therefore very, very useful in identifying the maximum number of causes. Benefits: helps determine root causes, encourages group participation, uses an orderly, easy to read format, indicates possible causes of variation, increases process knowledge, identifies areas for collecting data. Cause and effect diagram step number 1, identify the problem. Firstly, identify and clearly write down the effect or problem that needs to be analyzed. Then create an operational definition of a problem to ensure all the stakeholders will understand it. An effect may be positive, like an objective to improve the process further, or negative, like a problem to identify customer dissatisfaction. Step 2, determine effect or problem. Next, draw a horizontal line. This is a spine. At the end of the spine, towards the right, draw a box and determine the description of an effect. Step 3, identify major causes contributing to the effect of a problem. Establish leading causes, write them down above the horizontal line and a few below the horizontal line. Make sure they are placed on the tail of the same arrows. Each cause or reason for the imperfection is a source of variation. Causes are grouped into major categories like man, machine, method, material, environment, measurement. To identify these sources of variation, these include man, methods, machines, materials, measurements, environment. Then identify sub-causes. Identify as many sub-causes that are relevant to the leading causes and are placed under each main cause category. For example, if the sub-cause applies in a multiple places, list it under main category. Step 5. Analyze the diagram. Currently, the fishbone diagram shows all the possible causes. Identify causes that are not impacting the effect and also identify causes that need further investigation. Further, perform a 5-why analysis. That means you can ask the question why 5 times. 5-why analysis of the identified causes to arrive at actual root cause. Then histogram. Histograms are frequency distribution diagrams. Our bar chart showing the distribution pattern of observations grouped in convenient class intervals and arranged in the order of magnitude. Histograms are useful in studying patterns of distribution and drawing conclusions about the process based on the pattern. When it is used and what result will be obtained? A histogram is mainly used to analyze the process by examining the location of mean value in graph or degree of variation to find a problem point that needs to be improved. Procedure to prepare a histogram consists of collect data, preferably 50 plus observations of an item, arrange all values in an ascending order, divide the entire range of values into a convenient number of groups, each representing an equal class interval. Note the number of observations or frequency in each group. Draw x-axis and y-axis and decide appropriate scales for the groups on x-axis and the number of observations or the frequency on y-axis. Draw bars representing the frequency for each of the groups. Provide a suitable title to the histogram. Study the pattern of distribution and draw conclusion. Look at this, interpreting histograms. Is process within specification limits? LSL is the lower specification limit and USL is the higher specification limit. And the target is the tolerance mid. Now, how many attempts are there within limits? How many attempts are there exactly on the target? How many attempts are less than the target? And how many are more than the target, but within the LSL and USL limits? Now, all these values are within specification limits. Look at the diagram on the right side. LSL, USL are the specification limits. You can see that few values are under target. Some are there little more than LSL, but there are many values which are lower than specification limit, out of specification. There is not a single value more than upper specification limit, but there are some values lesser than the lower specification limit. So here we know how the process is going on. In right hand side diagram, the process is not within specification limit. On the left side of the diagram, all the values are in within specification limits. Now control charts. Control charts was developed by Dr. Walter Schuhart during 1920s. Variability is inherent in all manufacturing processes. These variations may be due to two causes, random or chance causes, that is unpreventable, assignable causes, that is preventable. These charts separate out assignable causes. Control chart makes possible the diagnosis and correction of many production troubles and brings substantial improvements in the quality of the products and reduction of spoilage, reduction of rework. Basic concepts. Data is of two types. Variable, that is measured and expressed quantitatively. Then attribute, that is qualitative. Mean and range. Mean is the average of subgroup. R is the difference between the minimum and maximum in the subgroup. Control charts for variables. Charts depicting the variations in X and R with time are known as X bar R charts. Control charts for attributes. The control charts for attributes are P chart, NP chart, C chart, and U chart. Control charts for defectives are P and NP charts. P charts are used when the sample size is constant, and NP charts are used when the sample size is variable. In the case where the number of defects is the data available for plotting, C and U charts are used. If the sample size is constant, C charts are used and U charts are used for variable sample sizes. Then scatter diagram. When solving a problem or analyzing a situation, one needs to know the relationship between two variables. A relationship may or may not exist between two variables. If a relationship exists, it may be positive or negative. It may be strong or weak. It may be simple or complex. A tool to study the relationship between two variables is known as scatter diagram. It consists of plotting a series of points representing several observations on a graph which one variable is on x-axis and the other variable is on y-axis. If more than one set of values are identical, requiring more points at the same spot, a small circle is drawn around the original dot to indicate second point with the same values. The scatter in the quadrant gives a good indication of the relationship between the two variables. Collect two pieces of data. Create summary table of the data. Draw a diagram, labeling the horizontal and vertical axis. It is common that the cause variable be labeled on the x-axis and the effect variable may be labeled on the y-axis. Plot the data pairs on the diagram. Interpret the scatter diagram for direction and strength. Now, let us see some common patterns seen in scatter diagrams and the conclusions we can draw based on these patterns. Diagram 1 shows a random distribution of points all over the quadrant. Such a distribution or scatter indicates a lack of relationship between the two variables being studied. Diagram 2 shows a random distribution of points all over the quadrant. Such a distribution of scatter indicates a lack of relationship between the two variables being studied. In diagram 2, the points appear scattered closely along the line, traveling from the southwest to the northeast direction, indicating that if the variable on x-axis increases, the variable on y-axis also increases. This is a positive relationship. As the points are very closely scattered around the straight line, the relationship is said to be very strong. In diagram 3, in which the points are scattered closely around a line sloping in northwest to southeast direction, indicates a strong negative relationship. A negative relationship means that the variable on x-axis goes down as the variable on x-axis goes up. Diagrams 4 and 5 show a scatter of points loosely spread around lines in directions similar to diagrams 5 and 3 respectively. Here, scatter in diagram 4 indicates a weak positive relationship and that in diagram 5 indicates a weak negative relationship. Diagrams 2 to 5 showed a simple linear relationship between the two variables over the entire range. Very often, the relationship is not that simple. Diagram 6 shows one such complex scatter. The next QC tool is graphs. A graph is a graphical representation of data, which allows a person to understand the meaning of this data at a glance. A graph is an effective means to monitor or judge the situation, allowing quick or precise understanding of the current or actual situation. A graph is a visual and summarized representation of data that needs to be quickly and precisely conveyed to others. When it is used and what results will be obtained? A graph, although it is listed as one of the QC tools, is commonly used in our daily life and is the most familiar means of assessing a situation. Then check sheet and stratification, as measurement and collection of data forms the basis for any analysis. This activity needs to be planned in such a way that the information collected is both relevant and comprehensive. Check sheets are tools for collecting data. Stratification, data collected during using check sheets needs to be meaningfully classified. Classification helps gaining an understanding of relevance and dispersion of the data so that further analysis can be planned. Meaningful classification is called as stratification. Application of QC tool in problem solving. Identification of the problem, you have to use graphs, Pareto diagram. Defining the problem, you have to use check sheet, stratification, Pareto diagram, and to some extent graphs and histogram. If you want to do the record of facts, check sheet, stratification, histogram, control chart. Detecting the causes of problem, cause and effect diagram, histogram, scatter diagram, and to some extent stratification. Evaluation of result you want to do, cause and effect diagram, histogram, scatter diagram, to some extent graphs also, stratification also. And process control, that is standardization if you want to do. Process control, control chart. Thank you.